behind the scenes, Harold Ramis is probably best known for writing and directing the classic 90s comedy Groundhog Day. But it was on screen where he became one of the most recognized funny men in the country, via Stripes and the Ghostbusters movies.
When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it.
Life doesn't care about your vision, okay? Stuff happens, you just gotta deal with it. You roll with it, that's the beauty of it all.
Let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
Wait a second. I like you.
I do. I don't know why. I just like you.
Ramis died in 2014 of an autoimmune disease at the age of 69. His daughter Violet Ramis Steele remembers her dad and his career in the new book Ghostbusters' Daughter, Life with My Dad, Harold Ramis, and she's with me for a few minutes to talk about it. Violet, there are a lot of very personal stories in your book. Did you have a back and forth at all with yourself deciding how much you really wanted to reveal?
I really, you know, didn't hold much back here. You know, I wanted to write a story of my dad and me, but it wasn't going to be a biography, so I knew that it needed to be sort of my story about him. You know, it really, after he died in 2014, there was just such an outpouring of love and grief, you know, from friends and colleagues, obviously, but even from fans who never knew him. People just felt this tremendous sense of loss, and they wanted more. So, you know, this is sort of my way of giving everybody more of him. And, you know, I'm happy that I was able to do it.
How does it feel to know a person, obviously, as intimately as you'd know your dad, and to realize how popular he was for so many different reasons, as people just loved him as a performer, as a writer, whatever it may have been?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I knew he was loved by people that knew him, and I knew he had fans, and he always, you know, really embraced his fans. But I didn't really understand, you know, how wide his net really was cast until after he was gone, which is too bad. I think he always sort of flew under the radar a little bit, you know, except for obviously people who really love and are obsessed with comedy. And so, you know, to hear when he was gone, just, you know, what an impact he really had on people's lives was wonderful.
Was he comfortable with fame?
He was. I mean, he loved being recognized. He, you know, loved sort of going out and sharing, you know, his work with the world. He was, you know, happy to talk to his local civic center. He really was involved in things in his hometown of Chicago. You know, he liked being a public figure and the perks that it provided, of course.
Even as part of the title of the book, it's Ghostbusters' Daughter, Life with My Dad, Harold Ramis. Even the fact that Ghostbusters is mentioned in the title, I'm just asking. I mean, as a young girl, as a young woman, were there certain things that you liked about his performing? Did you love certain movies? Was it weird to see your dad on the big screen?
It was. I mean, I think most people probably know him as Egon from Ghostbusters. And I enjoyed his acting there, but, you know, I really loved watching his work. He really involved me in his work life. When I was a kid, I was with him all the time. So it was great to be able to sort of also go back through his movies and think about, you know, the origins of those stories and all the great work that he did.
Did you ever roll your eyes like most of us do at our parents, or because your dad was a famous, funny guy, it was different when he would try to tell a dad joke?
Definitely. I mean, I needed something to rebel against. So, you know, when Ghostbusters came out, I was in third grade, and, you know, obviously all my friends were going crazy, and I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's not that funny.
There's a word that we use, I guess, for all of us, but maybe it's used more for people who are famous that we don't really know that much, and the word is complicated. And I wonder, did you realize how complicated your dad was until you started going through some of the old letters and that sort of thing?
He was pretty open about his stuff, you know, always. I think that was part of his approach to parenting, was to be really honest. I mean, obviously, I idealize him as a daughter, but he was happy to sort of explore and show his flaws.
So not to be too much like we're on the therapist couch, but I'm curious then, did that, as you grew to know more and more people, adults, men in relationships, was your dad an exception in that sense, I wondered? Did you feel that way, the fact that he was so open?
let's see, I'm very comfortable on the therapist couch. So, you know, I think that, you know, because he really was a genuinely good person. I mean, he was ethical, he was kind, he was generous, he was insightful. He had a lot of wonderful qualities, objectively. And so I think the fact that we had such a great relationship and he was so nurturing and loving and warm with me, I think it's just made me look for those great qualities, you know, in people throughout my life. So it's helped.
Yeah, I mean, the impact of him and some others in terms of how they affected comedy, and even when we saw some of his recent appearances, you know, you had the introduction, a foreword written by Seth Rogen in this one, mm-hmm. Seth Rogen and Harold Ramis acted together as well. He's a generational comic, a generational comedic actor and writer. That's a huge impact. That's not just, okay, we see him on the big screen. His legacy is going to last, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope so. I think, you know, it was a very exciting time and things were changing all over. And as he would point out, you know, as a student and lover of history, you know, it's always changing. So, you know, I hope that, you know, people continue to look at these movies as, you know, as classics, but also as just part of a long history of evolution.
I don't think there are many people who could pull off the name Russell Ziske any better than your dad did. So, Violet Ramis Steele is the author of Ghostbusters' Daughter, Life with My Dad, Harold Ramis. Violet, good luck. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.